It's time to talk basketball here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. The Bucks have been wowing fans this season with stiff defense, lights-out shooting, and a fast pace of play at times. Take a listen from last night's narrow loss against the Dallas Mavericks.
DiVincenzo, the rebound. Brown, Hill for three, the number one three-point shooter in the league, missed it. But DiVincenzo flies in and lays it in.
Did you watch the game? Are you gearing up for Thursday's face-off with the Lakers? You can join this conversation at 800-642-1234. Who are your favorite players and what moments this season are most exciting? Email ideas at WPR.org. Megan Hart is a sports reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. You heard that right. We've got a sports reporter now. She covers the intersection of sports and society, things like economics, race, or the environment. Megan's got a master's degree. She interned at Sports Illustrated, and she's reported on two Olympic Games. She was most recently with the Sheboygan Press, and now she's with Wisconsin Public Radio. Megan Hart is in WPR studios in Green Bay. Megan, welcome to WPR, and thank you for being here on the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome. Let's talk about last night's game. What happened as the Bucks fell to the Mavericks?
Well, the Bucks didn't shoot very well last night. They relied pretty heavily on Giannis in the paint. He had 48 points. But they struggled from the free throw line, and they struggled from three. And that was in sharp contrast to the Mavericks, who it seemed like Kristaps Porzingis and Seth Curry, who is Steph Curry's younger brother, they just couldn't miss from three. They shot 39% at three, and it wasn't all bad for the Bucks. They did try to put together a comeback at the end there. We heard some Dante DiVincenzo highlights in that clip you just played. He had 10 rebounds, and he's been playing well, so that's kind of a bright spot for the Bucks. Kyle Korver had 17 points, so. So they tried to get it together at the end there, but I know it's kind of disappointing because they had won 18 straight. A lot of people, I think, were hoping that they would be going for 20 against the Lakers on Thursday, which would tie their franchise record. But we can't discount 18. That's still, you know, not something that happens every season. So it was quite a streak by the Bucks.
And you dropped the name Giannis. Of course, that's Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had some 48 points last night. I mean, there's a reason that the Bucks rely on him.
Yeah, he is. He's just a great player. He was last year's MVP. He's certainly the leader of this team in terms of both play on the court and also attitude. He wants to win every single game. So he's been a big part of this streak that the Bucks have had going. He's a very special player.
And he's been talking about this streak with people in the media. Let's go ahead and listen to a press conference last week where superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo compared his first season with the Bucks to this year's season.
It's amazing. You know, my rookie year, we won 15 games. Now we got 15 in a row, and we can still extend it. But at the end of the day, you know, the job's not done. We got to keep playing hard. We got to keep playing together. We got to keep improving individually, keep improving as a team. And we have a long way to go,
You know, you heard what you talked about, that wanting to win every game and really keeping a focus on the future. But the Bucks listed Antetokounmpo's health status as questionable last week. He's missed of some recent games. Is he expected to play on Thursday when they face the Lakers?
Yeah, he should play Thursday. He looked good last night. He did miss a game last Wednesday against the New Orleans Pelicans with some soreness in his right quad, but I don't think it was a serious injury. He's played all three games since he's been back, and he's looked very good for the Bucks. So he should be on the court on Thursday, as should the Lakers' big stars, we hope, Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
And the Milwaukee Bucks do face the L.A. Lakers Thursday at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. What are you looking forward to with this game?
Yeah, it should be a good one. The Bucks and the Lakers are the two best teams in the NBA. they're leading their respective conferences. So it should be interesting to see how the Bucks match up against some really elite competition. They play in the East, and there's not a whole lot of teams that are maybe on their level. So it'll be nice to see another top-tier team come to town and see how they stack up. And I think it's always exciting when LeBron James comes to town. You know, he's one of the greatest players of all time. So any arena he's in, I think that's kind of an exciting atmosphere.
We're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks with WPR's sports reporter Megan Hart. The Eastern leading Bucks have a big game Thursday against the Western leading Los Angeles Lakers. Will you be watching? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Will the Bucks or the Lakers, Megan, be playing without any other major key players, someone like Eric Bledsoe for the Bucks?
Yeah, Bledsoe is out. He's been pretty important for the Bucks this season. He's been averaging 15 points per game and almost 5 rebounds. But he went down Friday with a fracture in his right leg when the Bucks were playing the Memphis Grizzlies. So he is out for a couple weeks. So far, Dante DiVincenzo has kind of tried to step in and fill his role, and he's played well. He had 15 points and 5 rebounds Saturday. And that was against the Cavaliers. Last night he had 10 rebounds. So, hopefully that's encouraging news that Bledsoe injury won't be felt too heavily by the Bucks. For the Lakers, they haven't really actually played a whole lot of games at full strength so far this season. Kyle Kuzma is one of their young rising stars. He injured his ankle in a game this weekend, so he's likely going to be out. And then LeBron was actually questionable to play on Sunday against the Atlanta Hawks. But he ended up playing 37 minutes. He had 32 points. So he looked okay, even though he's kind of dealing with an elbow injury. And then Anthony Davis, who is the other big star for the Lakers, he rolled his ankle in a game Sunday night. And so he has told reporters he's going to try to play when the Lakers face the Pacers tomorrow in Indiana. So hopefully he'll be back to play on Thursday night.
And if Anthony Davis and LeBron James are both in the game, they pose a pretty big threat. I mean, a lot of teams have struggled this season to defend against those Lakers stars. Do we know how the Bucks might approach that kind of a challenge?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They're a really good team. But, I think the Bucks will have to try to capitalize on a couple of the Lakers' weaknesses. They don't have too many, but you maybe try to force them to shoot some threes. The Lakers are not a very good three-point shooting team. The Bucks also have a good defense, which leads to points in transition, and hopefully they'll be able to capitalize on that on Thursday night, because the Lakers, actually, as good as they are, they're toward the bottom of the league when it comes to giving up points on fast break situations.
During the offseason, the Bucks lost some key supporting players, trades, free agency, even cuts. They also added some players. Do you see any of those new people playing a big part in the team's success right now?
Yeah, the biggest change as far as players that the Bucks lost this offseason was Malcolm Brogdon. Probably he went to the Pacers in a sign-and-trade deal. But the Bucks have signed some players who have been important to the team this year. I think two of the big ones are a couple of veteran players in Wesley Matthews and Kyle Korver. Matthews has been a really important part of the Bucks' defense this year, and he actually he went to Marquette, so he's got some Milwaukee ties there. And Kyle Korver, like I said, he played well last night, and he's a good veteran presence. The Bucks also brought in Robin Lopez, who is the brother of Brooke Lopez, who is they're both 7-foot centers for the Bucks, and they're twins. So that was a nice addition for the Bucks as well. And just one more quick note on brothers. The Lakers actually called up Giannis's little brother, Kostas, from the G League this week. So there is a chance that the two of them could see a few minutes against each other on Thursday.
All right, Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Megan Hart is a sports reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.